Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for June the 22nd, 2024. I'm going to talk about a very sad but popular subject, and it seems to be evident in a lot of different areas in our life. It's loneliness. It's described as that emotion within us where we do not feel maybe connected to other people, or we don't feel connected to someone that, quote, end quote, understands us. So here we go. Kathy from Florida wrote me, and she said, "I am lonely. I am 45 years old. I have never been married and living alone. I'm afraid this is going to be for the rest of my life." And she says in ending, she says she's a good person, blah, 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 that kind of thing. Why did God do this to me? Okay. So, Kathy, I you have given your attentions and your life over to something that you think is God. And that evidently God rules over you, like telling you what you can and cannot have by showing you this state of what you call loneliness. And you think that this is maybe a detriment to your life in some way. But to be honest with you, it is something that all of us face. We all feel lonely deep inside. Our humanity. And if I live by my humanity, if that's all I have in my life is the Gregory Edward to keep me occupied, I have to ask myself, why do I need to be so occupied with Gregory? Why does he have to take up so much time in my life, requiring a great deal of maintenance? And what is a relationship? I mean, when you really look at it, what are people there for? To keep you feeling that you're right, keeping yourself feeling like you're not the drugs of the earth, and that you are somehow desirable and somehow okay, and you use other people to make sure that you check out the boxes of okay. And if you check the boxes and people like you or they're personable to you, that you're okay. Is that what we're talking about? Well, that's in essence using people. I have a stepson who he's very, very confused and mixed up and convoluted, and he desperately wants to be loved. He didn't get loved by his mother. And he goes out and flies down to New Zealand, where he found this this lady who, you know, I know nothing about. And he's going to live there for the rest of his life with this woman. And it's kind of sad because, like yourself, he's lonely. He lives with a bunch of guys in a house, and they don't do much but do sports and play games and that kind of thing. There's nothing meaningful there. And I asked him, "Do you think, you know, you're ready for this?" He's a 42 years old, and does he really feel like he can do this? And he thinks he can. He's never been in a relationship with a woman. Never. Not really. He's had girlfriends here and there, but he doesn't have any real relationship. He doesn't understand them. So God bless him. He needs to do this, and I understand, and go for it, baby. But the thing is, learning to understand how to be in relationship, how you regard yourself, if you use people to make you feel happy or to make you feel loved, like most people do, like my stepson is doing, but he doesn't know it. He doesn't get it. He wouldn't be able to go that far. You have to understand this is prevalent all over. We want other people to love us, to do the dirty job of saying to us, hey, you're okay, nothing's wrong, all is good with you, I love you no matter what. And then what does that mean? Does that mean that I don't have to mature? I don't have to grow? My stepson's, his motto is never grow up. That's his motto. I don't think that's the right motto for, you know, being in relationships. So your loneliness might stem from something that he has that you might have adopted, and that is, I'm not a bad person. I don't know what to change in me. I'm lonely. I'm needy. I want to be affectionized. I want to be quote unquote loved and that kind of thing. And you've got to take stock in yourself. If you can't live with yourself, Kathy, you won't be able to live with anyone else. You have to learn to live with yourself. And if you find yourself difficult to live with, and you must because you're lonely, loneliness only means that I don't live very well with, let's say, my Gregory Edward. If I don't live well with him, then I am going to find that I won't be any better with anyone else, but I'll be looking for someone who's going to pitch me the kind of ball that I can hit and make myself feel good. And that's the sad part about it. It's not very loving to do that. We put people through a lot. I've lived alone for about 20 years. And I can tell you, Kathy, you go through your ups and downs, but it is the most rejuvenating experience I've had in a long time with my life. And with my practice, I make my practice my lover. I make my practice the thing that is most important, meditation. I live in simplicity, solitude, and silence. And if you live in those three things, whether you live with someone or not, you will become a better lover, a better mate, a better companion, a better friend. I have many students. Most of them are single, I would say. Some of them are married. None of them are happily married. Not at all. So you're not going to be any better finding a man or someone to live with until you find yourself as love, until you're interested in being the love of your own life. And that does not mean your ego, your Kathy. You have to find the love that lives within you that is the love of your life. That's why we work on ourselves. So we don't have to live in the modality of companionship and just, getting along to go along and going along to get along. So we don't have to face in the mirror the person we see in that mirror and feel lonely, like nobody cares about us. Really, in truth, what can a person do that does care about you? What is it that you require? And is it more than you'd be willing to give to yourself through compassion, forgiveness, and love? Love is not realized through other people. It is realized through the heart. Surrendering to the authentic heart, not surrendering to my ego, my vanity, my pride, my emotions. It's not about that at all. And once you understand that, once you are compelled to find the great love that lives within you, that is beyond the confines of your body, that is when you do something tremendously significant. You will never need anyone again. And if someone does come into your life that is lovely, you can appreciate them more and better. You will understand why they are there, that you had a rendezvous with them, and that there is a chance for a tremendous awakening inside of you for the sake of a great love. That kind of relationship is significant, beautiful, and in my opinion, precious. Very few people do it, though. I have to tell you that. Well, Kathy, I'm sure I didn't say the words you wanted to hear. As Lhotse said from the Tao, beautiful words are not always true, and true words are never beautiful. So may this serve you well, my darling, and please forgive me. Namaste. I hope this helps some of you out there. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. As always, please forgive me. Namaste.